Just so happy for him. You know, he's had such tough luck this year, I feel like. And, you know, it's never easy when you're not playing every day and you're getting two or three starts a week and try to produce. That's a tough role. But he gives us good at-bats. And tonight it was nice to see him get some results and hit the ball hard and driving some big runs for us and feeling a little frisky on the bases as well. But really happy for him. And the game he played was outstanding. Well, yeah, I mean, he was a huge part of our hitters meeting today. He's, you know, he's been around the league for a while, so there's, so he's got a lot of history with a lot of people, and I love how he's willing to share everything and just wants to win, and he's super helpful to our hitters, super helpful to all of our pitching staff. You know, the Adley, I think it's a great combination. We're lucky. It's 2 years in a row now. Robbie was outstanding last year, and Mac's been incredible this year. So he's been everything as advertised.
Your team was very, very aggressive on the bases tonight. Westberg scoring in first on the single. That's something you haven't seen a lot of recently. Was there sort of a point of emphasis to have guys be more aggressive?
It was not. I think that take what the defense allows, and I think if you watch us play, we run the bases hard, and we try to put pressure on the defense, and we applaud our players for making aggressive plays, and we have a lot of youth that can run pretty well, I like us being aggressive. I like us being smart. I don't see us making a ton of outs on the bases, too. So those are always things that we review and talk about. It's important to us. But we were really aggressive tonight, and it worked out.
Kramer was on a roll. What happened?
Just lost command. I don't know. He was pitching so well. He's pitching so well. Gets an out in the sixth, and then has a tough time with his next three hitters, and went out of the windup. I don't know if the stretch had something to do with it, and. Lindor kind of picks one off the ground for a base hit, but would have loved to see him go into the sixth or the seventh there. But, yeah, I'm not sure what happened. He just kind of lost command of his stuff.
You mentioned the base running, but also some good defense. Is tonight an example of kind of a good game from your team?
We've played great defense all year. That's one thing we need to do the rest of the year, too, is we talked a lot about what's going to – how we're going to win in August, September, and things that can be there is going to be our defense. And pitchers throwing strikes and let the defense play. We have really, really good defenders, and we're missing Cedric right now too. And Hixey played really well defensively when he was there. But you look around our infield, we have guys that can really catch the ball with range, as well as a gold glove at third base. We have two premier catchers behind the plate, and not many left fielders make that play that Austin Hayes made. And, you know, you go – that for me, that just shows everything about him as a player and as a person. Seven-run game there in the ninth inning, and he's laying it on the line on a hard dirt track to make a play. So, for me, that says a lot about our team. For me, he got the two biggest outs of the game. And two biggest outs of the game, he gets a win for it by getting Alonzo to hit a double play there. That was the turning point in the game. So I think sometimes he gets rewarded by pitching in those middle innings and keeping the score there, and then we either come back or extend the lead, and he gets the win out of it. So he's done that nine times. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah.